Just back from Bangladesh's Cox's Bazar, where Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims have been arriving in their thousands every day, UNICEF's Simon Ingram said that everyone he met had a harrowing story.
One incident that I do recall, one account that was given to me by one boy, and he drew it actually in the picture in which he presented, showed us, was basically what appeared to be someone in uniform slashing the throat of a child who was lying on the ground. And this was something that he said he saw with his own eyes.
Among those most at risk are the more than 10,000 children who've arrived in southern Bangladesh in recent days, UNICEF warned. One in five displaced youngsters already in Bangladesh is acutely malnourished and requires medical help. Finding clean water remains the number one priority. People's rock-bottom minimum is 7.5 litres per day, but many are only getting a third of that, despite the best efforts of aid agencies, their partners and the government. All the more reason to scale up the humanitarian response urgently in the makeshift camps, UNICEF's Simon Ingram said. He warned that it would be terrifying if the UN's $430 million appeal were not successful. In addition to their physical injuries, many children show signs of severe trauma after reportedly witnessing family members being killed in front of them in Myanmar's security operation that followed attacks by militants in late August. Drawings by the youngsters depict helicopters and military vehicles firing on people and villages set alight. Regarding access to Myanmar, UNICEF's Simon Ingram said that although the agency has worked there for many years, it is still nowhere near reaching those in need in northern Rakhine State. He added that the situation for Rohingya villagers still there was dire, with people crossing the border from Myanmar to Bangladesh reporting that food stocks had been destroyed on purpose.
Until the 25th of August, we had active programs that were reaching some of the most vulnerable children in northern Rakhine. And we, on an ongoing and systematic basis, call on the Myanmar authorities to allow us back in. Beyond that, I'm not sure what more we can do. We just must keep on putting it on the record. We cannot keep silent.
The alarm over refugee children and their families in Bangladesh coincides with a warning from two senior UN officials that the government of Myanmar failed to protect the Rohingya population from some of the worst crimes punishable under international law. In a statement issued after their meeting with the UN Security Council in New York on Wednesday evening, United Nations Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, Adama Dieng, and the Special Advisor on the Responsibility to Protect, Ivan Simonovic, called on the authorities to take immediate action to stop and address the commission of atrocity crimes reportedly happening in northern Rakhine State. The special advisers highlighted that the build-up to the current crisis had happened over many years. Its roots, they said, were in long-standing discriminatory practices and policies against Rohingya Muslims, a failure to stop acts of violence against them, and a failure to promote the peaceful coexistence of different communities in Rakhine State. And while it was encouraging that the government of Myanmar appeared ready to follow up on the recommendations of a recent report on Rakhine State, headed by former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, what really counted was action, Mr. Dieng and Mr. Simonovic said. This includes the issue of citizenship for the 580,000 stateless Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh since late August. Any further delay in implementing the report's recommendations will mean further violence and destabilization for the region, the special advisers cautioned. Their comments come after UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad al-Hussein described the violence that promoted the exodus from Myanmar as textbook ethnic cleansing. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.